Right now, I have with me David Tyree with Piney Grove Farm in Vinemont, Alabama.
Thanks, Mark. It's good to be with you. At Piney Grove Farm, we offer Black Angus beef raised all naturally. Our cattle are grass-fed, grain-finished. We'd love for you to come try some. Our market is located at 5814 County Road 1141, Vinemont, Alabama, and we're open on Fridays from 9 to 5. You can also give us a call at 256-339-4612.
That's Piney Grove Farm, located in Vinemont, Alabama. Find them on Facebook at Piney Grove Farm and give them a try. Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. My wife and I sat down with Harlan Mitchell and discussed our own estate planning needs. I know in our experience, Harlan brought up questions that caused us to think about our current situation and what we need to do moving forward. When you sit down with Harlan for your free consultation, you're going to find out things that you may have not thought about when it comes to estate planning. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884 and schedule your free consultation today.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor Drive.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference. Somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark Wyatt Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. My daddy is your host, Mark Wyatt.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark Wyatt Show. I am your host, Mark Wyatt. I have Cora beside me. She's not going to say anything today, but she's sitting on my lap, and we're enjoying being in DeKalb County, Alabama, in Fort Payne, Alabama, with my friend John Dersham as we talk about his brand new book, Changing Moods, 60 Years in Black and White. The foreword is by Alan Ross. It's New South Books. John Alexander Dersham, welcome back to the Mark Wyatt Show. Three-time Mark Wyatt Show guest.
It's absolutely a pleasure. I always enjoy you personally, and I enjoy being on your show. You're a great radio voice, and you do some wonderful shows, and thank you for having me again.
Well, as we've mentioned before, we've enjoyed a lot of time together, John, especially through tourism. I'll never forget Dahlonega. Great place.
Right. It sure was.
With the Southeastern, let's get this right, so Southeastern Marketing College.
Southeastern Tourism Society's Marketing College.
Thank you. Southeastern Tourism Society's Marketing College there in Dahlonega, Georgia. Great place for people to get their TMP certification.
That's right. Travel marketing professional.
Exactly. And you love tourism. I love tourism. I love to promote. I noticed Fred Hunter was even here yesterday.
He was.
As he was helping to promote as well. And that's something that's a passion for both of us. In this, you've been able to do what you love on another side of things with photography. That's a foundational love for you.
It is, and you know, it actually sort of fits the tourism side as well, since I get to take pictures that are then used in tourism advertising. But photography for me has really been a lifetime thing since age 9. So when this book project came up with New South Books, you know, they had done My Alabama, John Dershowitz Photographs Estate, which has been very successful for them and for me, and you know, it made a great consumer book to celebrate the bicentennial. And I told them about this title that I had been using in shows where I actually exhibit in galleries. I had it at the Evelyn Burrow Museum, same title, Changing Moods. In fact, I started Changing Moods 50 years in black and white, and now it got up to 60. And New South Books was very interested in this. The idea is that here's a guy that has gone around the country shooting these great big heavy cameras that take single pieces of 4x5 and 8x10 film. The holder that goes in the back of the camera holds two sheets. You shoot one, you turn the holder around, shoot the second one. Then you process them in the dark room. And it's a labor of love just to get the equipment to the spots you want to take. But because of the cost of the film, an 8x10 sheet of film, one picture. Now, you know how many pictures you take with your smartphone or your digital camera? Hundreds at a time, no cost. Well, with 8x10 sheet film, every sheet, before you even process it, is $8 a sheet. Wow. So what that makes you do is make sure you get the one shot you want, and you're not just pressing the button. You're planning the shot. The tripod, there always has to be a tripod. Tripod has to be perfectly situated. You wait for the light to be perfect. You wait for the composition to be exactly what you want. You walk around the scene. So instead of taking the picture and then deciding if you like the composition, you walk all directions around the scene, make sure the light's hitting in the right places, and then you compose with your eyes. Because when you look through the back of that camera, the image is upside down and reversed. And so because of that, everything's disoriented. So you have to decide what is at the bottom of the picture. Is it this blade of grass or this rock? What is at the top? Is it that cloud? And so it works you to get your composition. So because of that, you end up with a higher percentage of pictures that you think are good because you've worked harder to get it. And then the whole darkroom thing, everything in this book, 60 years, I've processed it all and printed it all. So that's a labor of love as well. And that's another way for you to express your art. It's not sitting at a computer. And Photoshop's wonderful. And you can do things in Photoshop you can't do with film. But film offers something that is nuanced in such a way that a good print hanging on the wall, made in the darkroom on silver halide paper, it has a depth to it. And because of that depth and tonality, you actually feel like you can walk right into the scene. Where a digital image is somewhat sterile, because most digital things are sterile. And a print done on digital, like on a good inkjet printer, it still looks like the picture simply on the surface, and you're just looking at the picture on the surface. With the darkroom print, it's almost like, let's just walk into the scene. Gives it a feel, a mood. So that's where the changing moods. Plus, I like taking pictures in inclement weather. My wife accuses me, says, man, you got a proclivity for bad weather. But it photographs well, and it's moody. And the gentleman, Alan Ross, who wrote the foreword for this book, is not only a master large format photographer himself and teaches large format photography in Santa Fe and at Yosemite National Park, he actually was Ansel Adams' protege assistant. So Ansel Adams hired him to help set up his shots, help process the film. And now, years later, after Ansel Adams has been dead since 1984, the Ansel Adams Gallery in Yosemite National Park sells a series of Ansel Adams images shot while Ansel Adams worked for Yosemite National Park as the photographer. Alan Ross is the only person on the planet that is actually authorized, that was taught by Ansel Adams, to print Ansel Adams' original 8x10 negatives that are sold still at Yosemite National Park. And it's pretty amazing. So he was very nice to have done this. And he's internationally known, so I have talked.
No, that's great. And I was thinking about how this develops in you as a photographer, the depth and the work that you do, because it's one thing for a person, as you mentioned, to take out their smartphone and take several pictures of one thing and then find that picture to share on social media. It's a completely different animal altogether to go out and to take pictures in this way. But what is it about you, John, that makes you want to put in this work, to have the passion behind this photography?
I think it was instilled really early. It's just something that, because I started at age 9, and actually my dad had a little Kodak Brownie, and that Brownie that he had was given to all kids that turned 12 in 1930, and he did. He was born in 1918, turned 12 in 1930, and via a coupon out of a magazine or a drugstore which sold film then, you'd send it to Kodak, they'd send you the camera loaded with film, and you send it back, then they process it for free. And we had just moved from New Rochelle, New York, to Columbia, Missouri, and I saw that camera. I said, Dad, can I take pictures of that camera? It's 9. And he said, well, sure. So film still available, and he went down, bought a roll of film for it, and the next day we were taking a trip to Cape Girardeau, Missouri, from Columbia, Missouri, and I took my first pictures along the way. They're in the book. And I just loved it. And I started immediately. I joined the Mid-Missouri Camera Club in Columbia, Missouri, which was University of Missouri town. And the University of Missouri was well known to have one of the best schools of photojournalism in the world. And a guy named Andy Tall was in the camera club. So here I was, a kid, just a young kid, 13 years old, joining the camera club. I was like the only one that was young in there. And Andy Tall was a professor at the University of Missouri and a photographer for the University of Missouri. But he actually lived in San Francisco and was a member of Ansel Adams' F64 club. They were all large format photographers. He instilled the necessity that if you're going to be a good photographer, you know, you have to work at it. You have to compose. You got to get the lighting just right. You know, the same picture is totally different depending on the lighting and the time of day and everything. And he said, but what you print in the darkroom that hangs on the wall, that is the judge of whether you have a good picture or not. Now, that's very different than now. As you know, now people see it on the computer screen, and that's often the only place they see it, or on their smartphone. But in the day of the traditional photographer with film, it was nothing until you had to print. So you had to go to the darkroom to print it. You couldn't see it on a computer. You didn't, in the negatives, you could look at the negative, but you'd see it in reverse. And the print on the wall. And he taught me to be excellent at printing. And it took a lot of work. Throw a lot of expensive darkroom paper away. It's silver rich paper. But he taught me early that you be careful what you take pictures of, what the composition is. And if the light's not right now, don't waste your time. Write down when it will be right. You know, because you can tell, track the time of day and say, well, the sun will probably be just right a certain time of day. And you go back. And then you keep shooting the picture until you are totally satisfied that you got it right. Now, that's great locally. When you travel, you know, you may only be there once. So you have to learn how to make that work too, and do something a little different with a shot that maybe a quadzillion people have shot before, but you've only got this one time because you're passing through. And that's fun too, because some of the best work is done, what I call found images, where literally I've been driving around through the wilderness, through the country, through small towns, looking for things that attract me to take a picture of. And that's why there's a lot of people pictures in there. Men whittling at the courthouse in bib overalls. You don't see that anymore, but they're in the book. And get pictures that fit the message you want to deliver, and then try to make them as technically as good as possible. And it's just fun. I mean, it's just pure raw fun. It's just like, you know, any other art or any musician. You know, they hear things, they know exactly. I mean, it's amazing somebody can hear these notes. You know, they play and they know exactly how to play and what's perfect and what's not. Well, that's those nuances that can also be delivered this way. And that's a little bit lost with digital because it's just a very sterile format, and almost every picture looks good on your smartphone. It just does, you know, and it's easy to take a picture. But it's different to take a picture that, you know, will survive the times. A lot of times with Facebook, and I love Facebook, I use it all the time. You see me on there. They're passing. They're fleeting. People see them today, think, oh, not neat. And they may never see that picture again. So,
one of the things that I've noticed, John, is even with my grandparents, my great-grandparents, the pictures that we see, that we have the opportunity to see, we can hold in our hands. People now put those pictures on their phones, on their computers,
right,
and they're not printing those pictures out.
Right. And that tends to be a temporary format. What happens is with social media, and even the pictures that you're shooting with your smartphone or a digital camera, you put them on your computer, you view them, and you hopefully catalog them and back them up to save them. But the frequency for looking at a digital image is not very often. So when they're seen on Facebook, and I put a lot of pictures on Facebook and Instagram and other, they look very nice when you see them, but they're fleeting in that the likelihood is that the average person will never see that picture again. They looked at it one time and that's it, and maybe you won't either. So printing a picture and spending some time concentrating on making a good image that is on a medium that is stable and material, because if you think about it, film photography is a material item, where digital is nothing until you have a device that can actually activate a latent image that is encoded. So the way we handle them are very different, and people shoot so many pictures now. You know, when you shoot film, you're very diligent, it's very expensive, so you try hard to make sure you get the right picture, and it's a lot more costly to process it and the whole everything about it. Digital photography, you can shoot 300 in a couple of minutes, 400, and just snap them off. And that becomes difficult to manage. As a photographer even, you know, how many times are you going to be able to access those pictures where they're going to be interesting to you anymore? Because so many, if you shoot 300 of a particular subject at one time, the likelihood is that only one or two of them are really worth doing anything more with. And sometimes you do and sometimes you don't. So with film photography and having a dark room, you're shooting fewer pictures. You're being very select on which ones you want to print. And when you print them, you're trying to make absolutely the best image you can.
I've still got rolls of film at the house. Are there still people printing rolls
yes.
of film?
Duane's Photo in Parsons, Kansas, yes. They'll process and print everything, color, black and white. Sutherland's Photo in Huntsville has a lab. So if it's color film or black and white, they process that too. 35 millimeter or 120 film. And there's a few scattered around the state and nationwide. There's quite a few, but typically you're having to mail it off.
Right now, folks, we're in DeKalb County, Alabama, Fort Payne, Alabama, talking to my friend John Dersham about changing moods, 60 years in black and white, and we're talking about so much more as well. We're going to take a quick break, John, and when we come back, let's talk about how people can get a copy of this book from New South Books called Changing Moods, 60 Years in Black and White, and we'll just let the conversation flow wherever it goes. How about that?
Fantastic.
Folks,
absolutely.
You're listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta, Nashville, and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
He's got a cold. Nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome. Or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
Hey everybody, this is Paul Overstreet, and you are listening to The Mark White Show. Stay tuned, because Mark is doing some things on his show that's helping his community and uplifting people, so you stay with him.
Drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early, so he can get away. Blue-eyed kid on second base wants dad to watch him play.
Daddy, welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. I am so glad to be in Fort Payne, Alabama today with my friend John Dersom. Great guy, great photographer. He has been teaching a lot of people these skills when it comes to photography. I've actually enjoyed one of his classes as we went around Little River Canyon and took pictures. Wonderful opportunity to be able to learn from John. And I think that that's something that John really enjoys, is to be able to share the knowledge and experience he has, even from all the work you did with Kodak, right, John?
Right, exactly right. So I worked for Kodak for a little over 30 years. And I was in the photography part, which was film and photo processing, cameras, batteries, videotape, all the things that they sell. But I had the opportunity there, because I was a photographer before I even went to Kodak, to also provide advertising shots and images for Kodak building walls. So a lot of the, especially a lot of the photo finishing plants had enlargements of mine hanging on their wall, both black and white and color. So it was a wonderful opportunity, and I got to experience a lot of good photographers during those years. But I love the educational piece of it, because it's a way for me to share. You know, it's something that there's a whole lot of things I'm not good at, but there's a couple things that I like to do that I can share information with. So I like doing the classes, and I especially like doing them at, I've done some for Cheehaw State Park and Joe Wheeler and Little River Canyon. We do two a year, one in the spring and one in the fall. Last year we did a winter one just before COVID started, and they're a lot of fun. I meet the neatest people, and they're at all levels of photography. It doesn't matter, because the classes are called Composition, Lighting, and Impact, and it's how to make your pictures better regardless of whether you're using film, digital, phone, doesn't matter. But it's taking a better picture and knowing how to take that picture better is what I try to do. And it's a real blessing to do that, because we have a lot of fun. There's a lecture on a Friday evening. Normally we'll do them weekend, Friday night lecture for a few hours. And I talk about what we're going to do to make your pictures better and what you got to look for and how to adjust your camera. And then we spend all day shooting pictures at Little River Canyon or at Cheehaw State Park or Joe Wheel. And it's a lot of fun. And that's where people really, you know, they get to know each other, have a good time. And a lot of these people that have attended my classes, I've been friends with them ever since.
That's right. Well, and I think about the friendships and the connections that you and your wife have made by choosing to come to Alabama.
Yes.
Being here in this area, but the fact that Alabama has been good to you and you've been good to Alabama, and it has opened doors of opportunity for you. As you mentioned, the book that you did for the 200 years of Alabama.
Right.
And then going across the state and doing the mural pictures. And you were in Rogersville not too long ago as part of that, to go through these towns, these communities, and you get to enjoy the state.
I really do. And not only that, when I'm shooting murals, when I see stuff I like to shoot just for me, then I do those too. And that's the reason that I shot your barber in Rogersville, Alabama. And it just happened there was a mural, one of the murals that was listed, and Alabama Mountain Lakes Tourist Association out of Decatur that promotes tourism for the northern 16 counties is doing a mural trail. Now, the state is doing it too, and I'm doing both, the photographs, but the University of Alabama Center for Economic Development is coordinating the list of where these murals are located, and I go shoot them. And so Rogersville had one on the barbershop. It used to be, you said, a recording studio, Bebop, and it was really neat, and I thought, I need to go inside there. And it was the coolest shot on the inside of the barbershop. And so I took a picture on the interior and made a good human interest story. Put it on Facebook, and I made a couple friends out of the deal on top of that. Philip B.W. Parker, that was actually cutting some hair there. And the mural project is really fun. You know, when Tammy Reese, the president of Alabama Mountain Lakes, asked if I would be interested in photographing the murals for North Alabama and then ultimately the state, I said, okay, I think I can do that. And I sort of scratched my head a little bit, wondering if that's going to be something artsy that I can really utilize and have a lot of fun. And it has been. It really has been, because these murals are beautiful. And they're in every town now. Murals are a big deal. So we're actually making a trail that the visitor can go to all these little towns and see these hand-painted murals. And they're real pieces of art. Now, some of them are still leaning towards advertising. Doesn't matter. A lot of them are about welcome to such and such town. And they're really well done. And I take multiple pictures of each mural. And so I'll take a close-up of it. But then I'll take a picture that shows the town around it. So you see how the mural sort of is positioned, you know, as it relates to the community itself. And it's ended up a really fun project, and we hope that'll be a book too at some point, because they're really well done, and there's some great artists in the state that are just painting these fantastic murals. Many of them have a story, And Mountain Lakes has been so good about, you know, finding new ways to get visitors spread all over North Alabama, and in fact, the whole state, by doing these trails. Like there's the Waterfalls Trail that tells you where to go to see waterfalls and how to get there. And the same thing with the barbecue trail and a bunch of trails. And so it's a very popular thing now. It'll be on the website. It'll be on a brochure initially. And so we'll tell people how to go see these things. So Rogersville has several of them. But cool. I had to shoot inside that barbershop too. So that was the fun thing where I get a little bit of my personal work mixed into it.
Yes. Well, listeners get to hear about Southwind Barbershop every show because Philip Butler has been my barber for 27 years. And when I'm thinking about legacies, we were talking, John, before the show, we were talking about BJ Thomas and the fact that he passed away last week. He has songs that are always going to be playing. They're going to be remembered. That's his legacy.
Exactly.
At the same time, you have books now with your photography in there, and that is part of your legacy, that your photography lasts. And it's not that we need to go anywhere anytime soon, but the fact is that this photography will be in the hands of people long after we're all gone.
Right. The nice thing about a book or any publication, just the shelf life of them, a book will go on and on and on, whether it's out of print or not. They survive in libraries and they survive at people's houses. And it's kind of a way to, you know, we talked about the fleeting images you see on Facebook and on in electronic formats where you see them once and then you don't see them again. This kind of adds some stability to an image. So that's why when we put this book together, we wanted the images that are included to be extremely diverse. So as you thumb through the books, you're seeing a lot of different types of subjects in the book. It makes it more interesting. And plus, since this book is done over six decades, starting with the 1960s, you see cultural changes in this book. You see pictures of people and places that are gone, long gone. Insides of old stores, people that are sitting, you know, as I talked about, whittling on park benches and bib old walls, you don't see that much anymore. And those kind of things cannot be shot again. If you have the best digital camera in the world or best film camera, if you go try to do that now, those subjects are simply gone. So it's also a historic document, and it kind of walks its way through when I started. And of course, the 1960s can only contain pictures I shot in 1960. So you sort of see the development too. You see my college years where I took photography in class and I was given assignments such as I had to make a Hollywood type scene. And so it shows the progress of being requested to do specific things.
That's awesome. I'm thinking about the fact that going through time like that, and it's going to take a lot of people back as they look at pictures, people who have, and I have a lot of listeners who are quite a bit older than I am, and they can go back to the 60s and the 70s and 80s, and that time does go by very fast, and we don't realize it until it's over, but to be able to look at a picture, it can take you back to a special memory that you had, a special thought that you had at that time, maybe evoke some positive, some happy memories from days gone by.
I think there's no doubt about that. I have hundreds of thousands of pictures, hundreds of thousands, and to come up with about 230. So it became the job, and it took a year to pick them. And I've worked with the publisher, and it was important, and I worked with other photography friends. You know, the selection be representative of my history in photography, but also deliver some form of a message to the viewer that can think what you just said, that, oh, that brings back memory. I haven't seen a place like that in 30 years. And that's exactly what it is. And to have something that is a keepsake, and it's a nice big book, it's a coffee table book, so people, I think, can enjoy it and thumb through it and see all these different locations and different times, and you kind of, since it's done by decade. Now, fortunately, I started in 1960 when I was nine. So the decades are even, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000, 2010. I actually have some for the 20s too. So they let me put a few from the seventh decade in there. The books, all film, all from film, and mostly all from 4x5 and 8x10. There's some 35 millimeter and there's some medium format, but mostly it is really a story of my personal passion over all these years, and hopefully something that the average person will very much enjoy because there'll be something in there that they like. Now, there's a lot of scenery pictures too, but when you think about scenery, you know, a lot of the pictures that are scenery can something like that or even the same could be shot now. Even though there's lots and lots of scenery in it, it's the human story, the buildings, the people that kind of round it out and make it something to say, hey, yeah, you know, that one, man, not going to be taking that picture anymore.
Let's talk about how people can find Changing Moods, 60 years in black and white, and connect with you, John. We've talked about several things that you're involved in, and I think it's good for people to know how to connect with you and be able to get your book, Changing Moods, and even the celebration right. of 200 years of Alabama.
Well, in both cases, they're published by New South Books out of Montgomery, Alabama. New South is one of two publishers in the state of Alabama, and the only one that you would consider one that deals with worldwide topics. University of Alabama Press is a great publishing press. They usually do Alabama-related, like my Alabama would have been good with them too. But New South is very diverse, and they do a lot of things. So this one's basically, you know, will be available worldwide. We hope it'll be in Barnes & Noble and Books A Million and gift stores nationwide that sell, you know, books in addition to other arts or items that are considered novelty or gift-type items. I have a website, johndersham.com. It can be purchased there. It'll, of course, be on Amazon and all the other booksellers online. And it will be, you can find me on Facebook, John Dersham. And I have two, actually. One is my regular Facebook page, John Dersham. And the other one is John Alexander Dersham, Classic Fine Art Black and White. And it's where a lot of the pictures from this book can be seen.
And Dershim is spelled D-E-R-S-H-A-M for those who need a spelling of Dershim. John, it's always a pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show.
Mark, and it's absolutely a pleasure. You're such a great guy and enjoy you so much, and you're doing a great job with the show, and you've had some wonderful guests, and I wish you very much continued success.
Well, thank you, buddy. Your work is amazing as well, and I hope people that are interested will look into finding Changing Moods through New South Books, forward again by Alan Ross, and we appreciate John Dersham joining us here on the Mark White Show as we talk about Changing Moods, 60 years in black and white, and 60 years in life, as we think about things that maybe we saw as younger people. And I was thinking about the fact that if you have somebody that would get in that car or that old truck and drive by somewhere and say, you know what used to be there, or that used to be a place I would go, and it's no longer there, but John has been able to capture that through pictures, through photography. And I want to encourage you to be able to document those moments. If you find something that's interesting to you, that means something to you, document that moment and then capture it and keep it tangible, something tangible you can hold in your hands and be able to show the next generation, and the next generation can show the next. And that's the way that we can be able to pass down history. And this is a great form of passing down history through Changing Moods, 60 years in black and white. Folks, you know, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing stories to encourage and inspire us all to make a difference where we can. If the Mark White Show is making a difference in your life, I hope that you will share it with your friends, your neighbors, and your family. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference. You can follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and also on LinkedIn. And subscribe to the Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audio Boom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, and YouTube, and TuneIn Radio.
You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Right now, I have with me David Tyree with Piney Grove Farm in Vinemont, Alabama.
Thanks, Mark. It's good to be with you. At Piney Grove Farm, we offer black Angus beef raised all naturally. Our cattle are grass-fed, grain-finished. We'd love for you to come try some. Our market is located at 5814 County Road 1141, Vinemont, Alabama, and we're open on Fridays from 9 to 5. You can also give us a call at 256-339-4612.
That's Piney Grove Farm, located in Vinemont, Alabama. Find them on Facebook at Piney Grove Farm and give them a try.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's Corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing
seems to fit. You are my sunshine. This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the university preparatory diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Please consider joining us at ABS next year, or give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
You hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good today.